And welcome, everybody, to episode 347 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohort, Eric the Great, Breakman the Bold, and the Frosty One himself, the Mug, are on assignment this week. So it's just you and I, Eric. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right.
I did hear a little birdie tell me earlier that we are going to have a special guest later on after the news, though, Eric. So we will not go this alone, my friend. So how was your week, man?
It was all right. I mean, I started out the first half of the week thinking I was broke because apparently my check hadn't cleared from the day I got paid. Because apparently... I guess the entire vacation or weekend, the credit union was closed.
Oh.
So the money for my rent went in, and I was temporarily broke, I think. Ugh, and that's why I got declined for something that only cost a dollar.
Wow, that's weird. Well, hopefully it all takes care of itself and it's all done.
I have money now, though.
Well, good. That's good news, man. I never have money, so. But I did have enough money to go see the Minion movie.
Technically, the last of a quarter is always the worst month for me because I have to pay both my rent and my car insurance.
Ugh, that really sucks. Do you do your car insurance like quarterly, or do you do it?
Yeah,
like,
I just said so.
Yeah, I do mine monthly. I find it a little better. To be able to manage. I know it's a little cheaper.
I think I can, but...
Yeah. Well, you're saving money, Eric. Anytime you do insurance...
I'm going to look into it.
Well, when you do it quarterly, like you do, you're actually paying less. So you're doing it the smart way. I'm doing it the dumb way. It's just a little easier for me to manage that way. But anyways, let's move on.
I was thinking of paying monthly for like Crunchyroll because it's like, I think $11 a month or something.
That's not terrible.
But that, which is more than what you do to pay for a year, which is 60, but I can actually afford to pay that every month.
Yeah.
And I probably won't be watching it every month, so I could just cancel whenever I'm done watching for the time being. It's like the only reason I haven't signed up in the first place. It's like, when am I going to have time to watch this stuff?
Yeah. I did see that Sony's offering Showtime service on PlayStation Network, which is kind of cool. I think it's $10.99 a month, which, shit, if they did that, I could save a ton of money. All I need is HBO and Showtime, and I'm good. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I wish they would do that. I wish they would offer an a la carte service. I think we talked about somebody trying to do that at some point. But
yeah, Sony View.
Yeah, yeah. Well, hopefully all the other majors will get on there and, you know, we just use what we want to use. But let's move on to the news. We don't have a ton of news, so let's get through that, and then we'll get our special guest on, Eric. So let's start with you, Eric.
All right. From the first article we have is Silicon Era, as usual, Silicon Ra or Ashrakhan.
Ashrakhan, I like that.
This is Charles. Okay, it says Charles Darwin, a millionaire, Earhart, and Nikola Tesla all walk into an adventure RPG. So the Curious Expedition takes exploration as a central theme, not just exploration in the video game sense, but also as the core concept as a part of human history. Specifically, it focuses on the explorers of the 19th century: geographers, scientists, engineers, programmers, pilots, scientists, and hunters. As many of these historical figures that have made a name for themselves in the history books appear as playable characters for the Curious Expedition. Kind of a team comprised of yada yada yada.
Yeah, exactly. Aleister Crowley's in there. That's interesting.
He was an explorer.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I just find it curious that they would add him to the list.
Or Tesla.
I think
the only good thing Tesla did was alternating current.
Yeah, alternating current, and he did. He was
kind of a quack, though, wasn't he?
He was kind of a quack, but he was at least thinking outside of the box when it came to electricity, and a lot of his.
I can't really disparage him too much for that because we were pretty technologically medieval back then.
Right. So, like I said, his ideas were out there, but at least he was thinking. You know, it's. I mean, we all know about Charles Darwin and Milliard Hart and people like that. But this is awesome. Like, it's an interesting idea. I'd be curious to see how it plays out. But just like I'm curious about this next game, Eric, this comes to us from Coney Island. The original 92 Romancing Saga has been translated into English at long last. I know they've been working on this forever.
What about Coney Island?
No, just the website. The folks over
at... I'm sure you're missing some letters there, but okay.
Yeah, close enough. Folks over at DDS Translations have now finished the full translation of Square's 92 JRPG Romancing Saga. You can download the English translation patch here, but you'll need a legally obtained Romancing Saga Super Famicom ROM file to run it on your flash cartridge or emulator. You may be familiar with Romancing Saga as it was remade for the PS2 in 2005. With much of the unfinished and dropped content of the SNES version replaced or expanded on upon. However, as Retro Collect notes, the original 16-bit version of the game was voted as one of the Famitsu's top 100 games of all time. Now you can find out why.
I'd rather just play the remake because it's a lot better.
Yeah, I heard the remake was a lot better.
But you can always check out it as a historical piece.
Yeah. Dungeon Buster's in chat, and Freak 5 Exiled Moria is in chat. I blame Freak 5 for...
So Moria's computer is good enough to get in chat but not actually be a part of the show.
No, that's Freak 5. Freak 5 Exiled Moria, man.
Oh, yeah, I see.
You get it? Yeah. So let's see. Dungeon Buster says AC current and wireless energy. And he almost came up with the radio before Marconi. Yeah, that is true, too.
What was the wireless radio?
Wireless energy.
Wireless energy.
Yeah, and I've been talking about this for a long time.
Did he actually do that?
You know what? I'm not 100% sure. I'd have to look it up. If Dungeon Buster says yes, then I'll take his word for it. But one thing that Tesla was... working on, and I've talked about, and it's very close to fruition, is wireless power, like, you know, power lines, but wireless. Mm. So that's very.
You mean
close.
Underground power lines?
No. I mean wireless. It's crazy, Eric. I've seen this shit, dude. It's like the concept for it. It's basically wireless power, dude. Like, I don't know how to explain it other than that. Like. Power transfers wirelessly from one station to another. It's weird. Mm-hmm. But Dungeon Buster says he was working on it, but no definitive proof that he actually made it.
That's what I meant by quack. He had ideas, but he never made anything about them.
See, I don't know if I'd consider that quack, Eric, because if you think outside of the box with things, I mean, unless you're claiming, you know, claims that never happened, I don't know if I'd consider him quack.
I don't think it's a matter of his idea being ahead of his time or him just not having enough time to work on it. I think it was just like it was fundamentally broke. The idea, his approach was just fundamentally wrong.
Yeah, probably. He didn't have the science that we do nowadays. Can you imagine Tesla nowadays, though, with all the technology and shit that we got going on? All right, let's move on, Eric. Next story.
Next story is also from... Ash Road. The Binding of Isaac Rebirth is coming to new 3DS, Xbox One, and Wii U. That's right, new 3DS, not 3DS.
Ugh. Yeah, that sucks.
And it says July 23rd.
Hmm. Well, that's interesting. I'd probably.
It says it won't have the upcoming Afterbirth DLC because it won't be out by the time it comes out. So they'll just release it as DLC later.
Yeah, of course. Afterbirth's what they're calling it, huh? That's funny. All right. I never got a chance to play Binding of Isaac. Did you play it, Eric?
I played a little bit of the original Steam version.
Uh-huh.
and it had bugs. It didn't have real gamepad support. So that alone would be enough to revisit the game.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to our next story from Silicon Raw. NIS's new RPG is a PS Vita remake of a mobile game by Orishika creator. Nipponichi have been teasing a new game that has to do with an RPG that takes place after the protagonist defeats the last boss. And this week's issue of Famitsu Magazine reveals it as a remake of Yusha Shisu, or Hero Death, an early mobile game by Orishika creator. Hero Death originally released in Japan back in December of 2007 for mobile devices as a game where the hero defeats the demon lord but dies at the same time. However, he's given 5 days to live from God. I guess that's just to say his goodbyes or whatever. As the days go by in the RPG, the hero gets weaker, and depending on what kind of things you do in the last 5 days of the story, you'll get different people show up to the funeral, or a different ending altogether. Hero Death for PlayStation Vita is going to be a fully remade title that will release February 25th, 2016. The retail version will go for 59.80 yen plus tax, while the download version will cost...
I like the idea of... 47.60. Like, as you advance in the game, you get weaker.
I do like that idea. That's kind of a novel
idea.
Start
out powerful.
You know, there have been a few games that kind of give you, like, get you through a tutorial that way, where you have all the powers, and then all of a sudden, you know, you have to gain those powers back, a la Metroid. Mm-hmm. But I do like that concept of getting weaker as the game goes on. I don't know if it would necessarily make the game harder, depending on the design, but it's a neat concept. Gripper's in the house. What is up, Gripper?
Of course, it could just mean that there's less combat as the game goes on.
Yeah.
Because there's less need to fight.
Adrian has issues is in the chat. What is up? We're starting to get a healthy chat room. All right, Eric, let's move on to some Dragon Quest news.
All right, from silly era, but... No, I don't know. Dragon Quest Builders is a Minecraft-like RPG for PS3, PS4, and Vita, and Square brings this over. I'm sure it's just going to be PS4, maybe Vita.
Yeah.
But, so Square Enix announced that the latest Dragon Quest game with the Minecraft-like block-make RPG called Dragon Quest Builders, Revive LF Guard for PlayStation 3, 4, and Vita, and says it's set in LF Guard, which is actually the name of the geographical setting of the very first Dragon Quest game.
Yeah.
Says it has been desolated by Dragon Lord, and it'll be up to you to revive the land.
Yeah, it looks cool. It's very Minecrafty, but with Dragon Quest elements.
It doesn't look... The geometry looks Foxo-like, but the characters aren't.
The characters are not. You're right. But I'm mildly interested in this. My son would go nuts for this shit, man. He loves Dragon Quest.
This would probably be the only way to get me to play any Minecraft-like game. Because I think that's the biggest deterrent for me. It's like, not only is it a... Well, there are console versions that I don't think they run particularly well. And then there's the issue of, well, playing a game that's built for a controller when it's obviously supposed to be a mouse and keyboard setup.
Yeah.
And then the issue of playing the game on a PC build that won't ruin my PC because it's apparently a resource-intensive game.
I think they've gotten...
The way it looks.
To be honest, Eric, I think they've gotten better and better at that with the Minecraft games. I don't know how this one's going to play out, but I know people have a good time on the Xbox.
But I like the idea of playing in Dragon Quest World because I like that property, and I won't have to look at generic-looking zombies and stuff.
The generic Minecraft zombies. I never understood why Minecraft blew up the way that it did. I mean, there have been other...
And the idea of it being Dragon Quest makes it more RPG-like.
Yeah, that's true, too.
Maybe you'll level up and stuff. So maybe it'll be kind of like Minecraft/Fantasy Life, which I actually like.
Yeah. Apparently, Freak 5 told his kids that they are fasting tonight. Yeah. So
what is it Ramadan or something? Are you secretly a Muslim?
Ramadan. Hey, guys in chat, let us know if you can hear us okay. I never know. So just let somebody in chat let us know if you can hear us. On to the next story from, I don't even know, Killy Sonora. Fairy Fencer F, Advent Dark Force, arrives on the PS4 this November. Compile Heart revealed they were bringing Fairy Fencer F, Advent Dark Force to the PS4 last year. When Silicon Raw asked the studio about Fang's next game, they said the game was not a port, but it contains part of the PS3 game. It has two additional chapters, the Vile God chapter and the Majin chapter.
Yeah, the Vile God chapter is the original game, basically.
Man, if the gameplay is anything like...
So it's like the beginning starts out the same, and then it splits off to the conclusion of the first games, or it's this new scenario.
Yeah, yeah. Well, right on. That's cool.
So it is kind of a port.
Yeah, but it has added
material. It's more like a sequel that they decided to combine the first game into, yeah, somehow.
Well, that's good news. So, Japan, November 5th. So, we'll probably get it November of next year.
This makes me wonder why they're even bothering putting the original game on Steam.
Hey, this is kind of interesting.
I mean, the only interesting thing I probably get out of that is you get to see what the original ending to the game was like.
Freak 5 is exiled. My first exilation.
So I'm sure it'll change some lines.
Yeah. The game, this is interesting, Eric. The game has Noe, a new character voiced by Takashi Hagino. So, new characters, new chapters, that's good news. So, all right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got more silly string. The Witch and the Hundred Knight revival is coming westward. Of course it is, because it's an ISA, and the original one did, so why not?
Right.
But it says USK, Germany's rating board, has rated the PlayStation 4 game as The Witch 100 Night Revival Edition.
Is that how we find out things are coming to the United States for sure, Eric? Is that like the – like if it gets a rating from the ESRB, is that like –
This isn't ESRB, though.
It's USK. Germany's rating board. But is that like maybe people in chat, maybe Dungeon Buster knows or Gripper, like when the ESRB or whoever rates in England or wherever, is that like a telltale sign it's coming to North America? That's probably a good topic to talk about when we get break and more.
It says the PlayStation 4 version of the game features enhanced visuals. Yay. Better frame rate, yay, because they were both kind of lousy on the PS3.
Mm.
And a new dungeon called the Phantom Tower, and you can play as Metalia in a new story mode, I think.
That's cool. That's cool.
And I just hope it fixes some other things that I had issues with the game.
Yeah, I know you had some stuff.
I was actually supposed to review it for Total EGA, but I found out somebody else was reviewing the game, so I ended up getting a free copy, I guess.
Mm.
And I kind of wanted to do a review somewhere else, and I never got around to it because I never finished the game.
Adrian has issues, says, I have leftover Chinese, but I'm too lazy to get up and reheat it. So get up, get your lazy ass up, and eat it. And he says it seems that way with the ESRB. So, yeah, it's interesting.
Well, sometimes things get listed for ESRB, because the Virtual Console got a listing for Earthbound back when it was just the Wii Shop channel, and it never happened.
Yeah. Well, and then you always have the canceled game that already got an ESRB rating and stuff like that. But I think for the most part, if the ESRB rates it, we're going to get it here. All right. On to another story from Silicon Era. Gothic action RPG Black Witchcraft, I like the name, is heading to your console or
PC. Capital W in the middle of Witchcraft for whatever reason. So they either forgot to space or maybe they did that that way intentionally because that was the only way they could get a trademark.
Yeah. Two-person Korean studio Quattro Gear. Why do they call it Quattro if there's only two people? Anyways, is bringing its gothic action RPG Black Witchcraft. No, see, they did it again. Eric, capital W, and all together. To the PS4, PlayStation Vita, Xbox One, and PC later this year. Inspired by the works of Edgar Allan Poe, the game lets you play as one of three witches to progress through the game's story. They each have, I think they meant to say have, unique abilities, such as the Black Witch Ligeia, shown off in the teaser above, whose weapon can transform from a hammer to a Gatling gun.
It kind of looks like a 2D Devil May Cry.
Yeah, I was going to say, it has a stylized 2D kind of vibe to it. As you progress, you'll also collect, quote, materials that can be used to develop new abilities, items, and familiars. That I find interesting, the familiar part of it. You could equip up to four familiars, each of which use different abilities, including attack. They really need an editor at Silicon Air. I can do it if you pay me, Silicon Air. Including attack, defense, recovery when summoned. You can see the Ligeia summon an attack familiar in the teaser.
Who arrives? Does Silicon Air pay? Because then maybe I could make it. I can send them my resume. Maybe they'll hire me.
Yeah, there you go.
I could be the reviews editor.
Yeah. I think they have a reviews editor, but whoever's doing their reviewing.
No, they need a copy editor.
Yeah, that's what they need. Freak 5, is anybody else play Hearthstone? I know Stealth was playing Hearthstone. You get a hold of him on Twitter. He can help you. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
This is from Destructoid this time. Crypt of the Nectar Dancer headed to PS4 and Vita, and that's all I have to really say about that.
That's it. You go. That's the whole deal. Yeah.
It doesn't say when, just they made an announcement.
Yeah.
I'd assume within the next 3 months, though.
I also like that title, Crypt of the Necro Dancer. So that sounds very ominous.
It is a very, very difficult game. There's only four levels, but that's why it's difficult.
Jeez.
You basically have to get through, like, three floors in each dungeon.
Yeah.
And then you have to kill the boss. And, of course, dying resets your level.
Yeah. See, Adrian has issues.
But then again, even if you beat the level, your level will be reset anyways. But yeah. Any money that you gain can be exchanged for permanent and upgrades or just items that show up in chests.
Yeah. Adrian has issues, says, there's so much stuff I'm missing, there's not enough hours in the day. I totally agree with that, actually.
I would like to play this on the console, though, because from what I could gather from the PC version, the controls on the gamepad were just really weird. Like the face buttons moved your character up and down, and the shoulder buttons used attacks. I had to kind of remap them manually, too. They weren't set up that way.
Yeah. Freak 5 almost got himself exiled at work for playing Hearthstone, so almost a congratulations on that. Okay, last story, Eric. Stella Glow coming to Europe, spring 2016. This comes to us from Destructoid.
Better late. Guess who's publishing it? Because they're like the de facto publisher for Atlas now.
Yeah, of course. So, well, they have such a good relationship.
It's NISA.
Yeah. Stella Glow is coming to Europe next spring, NIS America has announced. The strategy role-playing game is the last effort from Japanese studio Image Epic, which closed its doors back in May after filing for bankruptcy. Sega released the developer's swan song in Japan the following month, selling just over 13,000 copies at retail during its opening weekend. That's pretty bad, right? Right?
Yeah.
That's really bad. Atlas confirmed the Nintendo 3DS exclusive for a North American release this holiday.
I just hope it's good, because Image Epic does not have a good track record.
No. There's a reason why they're gone, dude. I mean, seriously. But anyways, that's the news. We can probably expect that later.
Time and Eternity will tell you everything that's wrong with Image Epoch.
Yeah. Yep. All right, so that's the news
And when they do something good, it's usually screwed up by another company, like Arkrise Fantasia and being published by Ignition.
Yeah. Adrian has issues, says, on my show, I interviewed an indie developer who has this cool game coming out for smartphones and tablets. And he says, is that the sequel to Stella Deuce? I don't believe so.
There's nothing to do with it at all. No. Well, although it is a strategy RPG, it has more to do with the Luminous Arc series.
Yeah. All right, so that's the news.
It's made by the same team, but it has nothing to do with them, actually.
Yeah, so that's the news. Adrian has issues posted a link into chat, which I will check out in a few. As promised, we have a very special guest joining us today, right after the news, and it's Wiffix. Wiffix, hi.
Hi. You gotta quit introducing me like that.
Why?
Because they're gonna get all excited, and then it's just, oh, it's just Wiffix.
You think they're excited now. You should see them after they hear your voice, Wiffix. I mean, Freak Five's right now, like full-on boing. You know what that is, Wiffix, right?
Are you guys swingers, by the way?
Are we swingers? No,
yeah.
Eric. No, 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 no.
That was a random question.
I know, it was very random.
Well, then now we get to just dispel all the hopes that people will have a chance with Wiffix. That's why I wanted to say that.
Adrian has this. She says, Luminous Arc is my shit. That's definitely some good shit there, man. All right, so any homie discounts that you know of, Eric?
I think there's an Atlas sale going on PSN right now.
Yeah. All right. I don't have any Twitter questions because I didn't pull up the RP Grinders account. That's Break's deal. So if there's anything on Twitter that you guys posted, a la Freak 5 or anybody else, just hold off till next week on that.
Oh, yeah. There's one more thing I remembered.
What's that, Wivix?
Where is Break?
Break, I believe, is like at a family function or something. I don't know. I always say on assignment.
That's,
oh. 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 All right. What
anyways, the thing I remembered was that you can get Legend of Korra game on Steam for like $4.
Yeah. That's not bad. Is it good? Is it $4 good?
It's $4 good. And I think it was even $15 good when it launched.
Oh, wow. Freak5 says he's married and they aren't swingers, so he never had those hopes. Yeah, right. His hand would say otherwise. Freak5's hand.
all your perverted would you rather suggest otherwise.
All right, Wiffix, what have you been playing this week? Anything?
No, I haven't played anything.
All right, Eric, what have you been playing?
More entries in Odyssey 2 Untold, the Fafnir Knight. I kind of got stuck on Forlorn 19, but because I decided to draw on the map ahead of the game, I missed the staircase, so it took me a while. So I just screwed around in other places. But I finally got back to Arkham Knight a little bit, and I'm just this close to beating the game. I'll probably hit it up after the game. But I thought my game had been bugged, and it had, but I couldn't figure out what to do. But I went to a forum, and they suggested I delete the game from my hard drive and then reinstall the game. Because apparently how games work today is you get a game on disk and you install a portion of it to the hard drive. Thankfully, this game, unlike so many other AAA games, only took about 4 gigs, and the rest of the game is still on the disk. If you put it in GTA 5, then you're going to probably get like a 30 gigabyte download to your hard drive.
Oi, 30 gigs for GTA 5? Holy shit, man.
Then there's the update data.
Is that the reason why PS4s are right off the bat 500 gig? Like, they have to have...
Even that's not enough. That's why they're releasing a gig unit now. So if you don't have a PS4 yet, you're getting hard drive that's twice the size.
Yeah, I don't have a PS4 yet, so I think I'll hold off on that.
Well, they're selling them now, I think.
Yeah. Are they? Wow. That's news to me. All right. And what else? Anything else, Eric?
I finished Starless over the weekend and played it pretty much all of Monday. Yeah. Oh, boy. That is the worst Arrow game I've ever played.
Oh, really?
It could have been good if it had pacing. I would have minded the extreme perverted, disgusting shit that happens in the game if I weren't constantly being thrown in my face every 5 seconds. I mean, that's kind of the point of a new key game, but they just didn't know when to stop.
Yeah.
And the game ran on way too long.
Freak 5 says, I can have perverted thoughts without acting on them. That's why this is a free country, Freak 5. Until they have, like, Minority Report type technology, then you know, you might think twice about having perverted thoughts. Adrian has issues, says, those 500 gigabyte PS4s get loaded up fast.
I should get my own HDD thing, but then I'd have to get an external and put it and back it up to that. And then get an internal. Because you can't actually you can't actually use the external as a unit by itself. I think you don't back stuff up to it.
That's weird.
Which is kind of bullshit, because the Wii U can do this.
Yeah. I recommend installing your own hard drive with at least 2 terabytes, is what Adrian
Then again, I think I could just back up my save files to, like, an SD card or something. I'm not sure how that works, but maybe I could do that and just delete everything and re-download it all later.
Gripper says need to do that already out of space. Jesus
yeah, I'm
Christ.
Running out of space, too.
That's
I had
crazy.
To clear some stuff off.
Holy shit, that's crazy. You know, in the entire time that I've had the PS3 with Ix, I have not run out of space up until
it has more to do with the fact that I get games on PS Plus for free than anything else. I just don't play them.
Yeah.
So that's why I ended up deleting a lot of stuff that I don't play. But even then, I still need more room, I think.
Freak Five's having more sick thoughts, I guess, so good for him.
He says he's putting into the Would You Rathers.
Oh.
I was just going to have him, you know, confess or
Whiffix
let us know what his perverted thoughts were.
Oh, trust me, you don't want to know Whiffix. You really, if you listen to the Would You Rathers on this show, you don't want to know Freak Five's thoughts.
I know he gets really excited on Twitter when he has a Would You Rather.
He gets really excited in general. That's it. All right, and he says, I bet that's why Moria's computer isn't, quote, working. He read this week's Would You Rather and didn't want to answer it.
Oh, no, we wouldn't disappear with that.
I've been
he
playing...
just wouldn't answer.
Yeah.
Like I do.
Yeah, we'll just take an El Paso as a group here. What I've been playing is more Marvel Puzzle Quest. It's kind of cool. They add, like now they have Ant-Man, and I've been trying to get Ant-Man, so I'm getting really good at that game. It's cool. It's good. Whippix is looking at me all crazy, because she's like, you probably spend way too much time on that game, but...
No.
Yeah, I actually don't spend a lot of time on Marvel Puzzle Quest, but whatevs. But... All right, let's move on to our stinkos of the week. Eric, did you have a stinko?
Hold on, I got an ad playing in the background.
Yay, all right. I'll go
you
on.
May skip this ad in so many seconds. Screw
yeah,
you.
I hate that shit, man. It sucks. The automatic ads are an all-time stinko for sure. All right, well then we'll go
I mean,
with...
I don't mind them on YouTube because that's how I monetize, but...
No.
But at least the ones that let you skip. From the get-go,
yeah.
Instead of waiting so many seconds.
Yeah. I want to talk about this Confederate flag nonsense that's going on in South Carolina. I kind of wish that Mug was on the show because he lives in South Carolina, but I kind of know the way that he feels. So the deal is they took down the Confederate flag, which is, in my opinion, like 100 years too late. but now the big debate is what to do with the flag. And instead of wasting taxpayers' money, I can save a lot of people a lot of money, Whiffix. My suggestion, which I told you earlier, Whiffix, is, okay, I'm going to set up a YouTube video and it's going to be a step-by-step process, okay? First step, get yourself a barbecue grill. Which, you know, you can buy a cheap one for 40, 50 bucks at Walmart. You know, it doesn't have to be big. Second step...
I don't know where I'd put that in my apartment.
You could just get a little hibachi. That would work. Second step...
Or I could just go to my parents' house.
Yeah, there you go. Second step, place the flag in the hibachi or grill, your choice. Third step, take a little bit of lighter fluid and pour it all over the flag, right? That's third
Fourth
step.
Fourth step, burn the sucker.
Fourth step, throw a match or lighter. Yeah. And the fifth step, smile. That's what I would do. It would save taxpayers a ton of money, Whiffix, if we did it that way. What do you think?
I don't think they're concerned with saving money. They're more concerned with the history behind it. And we were watching one of the guys speak, one of the house.
Right.
And he said his family... went to war with it and carried it, and so they're more concerned with the history behind it.
They're concerned with the morbid history of the Confederate flag.
The morbid and sordid history.
Yeah, I would say if you're concerned with the history of the Confederate flag, then you don't need to be in politics. You need to get yourself out.
I also think it's kind of disturbing how people seem to deify flags.
Yeah. Adrian has issues, says, oh, snap, is that Wippix? Hi.
Hi, Adrian.
yes, it is. It's Wippix. Freak 5 says, put it up on eBay and put the money raised towards education. I like my idea better. Like, it just... I mean,
but you can't put it on eBay because no one's allowing Confederate flags anymore. Amazon,
right.
eBay, Walmart, nothing. You can't buy them.
Well, see, that's because we were talking about my scenario, right, Wippix? And I was saying I could buy it on Amazon, and you were like, no, they don't sell it on Amazon anymore. And that's interesting because I'd like to buy one and make a YouTube video. This is exactly what South Carolina needs to do with the flag. They need to put it in some kind of device and burn it. That's what they need to do with it and be done with it. Then it's over. Right?
Yeah, I feel that way about Raiders flags too.
Raiders, of course.
And Chargers.
Right. So that's my idea on that. The Confederate flag is just, to me, it just stands for too much hatred, too much violence, too much racism, too much anything and everything. And if you're a fan of the Confederate
flag. And
today,
I guess you could say it also represents anti-science.
Yeah. I mean, that it's always, you know, it's always had connotations. I look at the Confederate flag like, I mean, there are still people here, even here in Colorado, that will proudly display that flag. And I'm like, do you not know the history of that flag and what it meant to this country? Like South Carolina putting it up in their state capital is one thing, but you, as an individual, putting it up and supporting that notion, everything that flag stands for is to me. Is abhorrent, and I'm sorry if you support the flag and you're listening to the show, but I refuse to acknowledge that that's worth our time. Like I really think they should not worry about that flag and just burn it and be done with it. But whatever. Eric, did you say you had a stinko this week?
No.
Freak 5 says, I've seen someone claim that it was Heritage and then say it wasn't the Confederate flag, but the flag for the Army of Tennessee. There is some truth to that, Freak 5, but that's a little dicey. Then Gripper says, what about the General Lee? If you notice, Gripper, in the new commercials with the guys that did the Dukes of Hazzard, you will not see a Confederate flag on their General Lee. So there you go. TV Land stopped reruns of Dukes of Hazzard. Yep, that's there you go. I'm not for censorship either, but fuck it, man. Like that shit just sucks, man. I mean,
were the characters in that show racist?
You know what? I don't think they were. I mean,
then I don't see the problem then.
Well, the problem is just the flag, man. I mean, that's the reason. I mean, it's just the
again, whole people are putting too much credence into an object.
Yeah. All right. Eric, did you say you had a stinko this week?
I just said no. Right. I have a sweeto though.
Okay,
and I don't remember talking either, so I don't know where you got that from.
Hang on to that, sweeto. Adrian has issues, says, I'm going to come out and say it. I love classic TV shows, but Dukes of Hazzard always sucked. That's wrong, man. Dukes of Hazzard was badass, man.
Well, you can't say that's wrong. If that's.
I'll just say it's a kind of camp I can't get down with.
No, I like the Duke of Hazzard. I grew up with the Dukes of Hazzard. It was, I liked Rasco Pico Train, and I don't know, I thought it was the same shit every week. I mean, they would be chased by Roscoe in the cars. That's
I'll watch A-Team, though.
A-Team's badass, too. So was Airwolf and other shit, but that's...
I think I'm too young.
Get out of here, Wippix. all right, so I do have another stinko I want to talk about. Wippix, you reminded me of this, so maybe you can talk a little bit about it. But Bill Cosby admitted that he got drugs to give to women. What do you think of that, Wippix?
Well, he admitted he got
He meant back in 2012, though.
Yeah.
Right, because they didn't believe the 50-plus women that were coming forward accusing him of this, but they're going off his admission now. Well, you're right, Eric. It was back in 2012 that he admitted that. So now it's just surfacing that he did admit he bought Quaaludes to have sex with...
Now, I heard that they agreed to be drugged, but they didn't really agree to the sex thing.
Well, you don't really... You can't make a decision when you're drugged. They're designed to relax you and make you...
They impair your judgment.
Exactly.
Yeah. I think it's ridiculous. I honestly don't know why Bill Cosby's not in jail to this day.
Because he's too old, there'd be no point almost.
Why not?
Well, then he can get life in prison.
They should just fine his ass, like seriously hard.
They should put him in jail for the rest of his life. If that's 2 days, then it's 2 days. Like, I don't understand why the guy's still walking. He's
lawyers and money.
Very dangerous human being. And I've thought this about ever since the stuff started surfacing. If they find out that this shit is true, then he's a very dangerous human being.
He was an idol. Everybody looked up to him.
Yeah. They did. I mean, I remember listening to Bill Cosby himself back in the day. It's one of the greatest comedy routines of all time. I love Bill Cosby. Who didn't like the Cosby Show? I mean, honestly, what is not to like about the Cosby Show? You know, other than you had an ego.
Don't forget all the pudding memes.
Yeah, the pudding memes. So eat some jello. Yeah. And then Dungeon Buster's talking about Dukes of Hazzard. He says it's kind of silly today, but back then it did something other than remind us of the Cold War. Yeah, that's true too. It was a definite diversion. So. I think we're all in agreement, right? Bill Cosby's a piece of shit. Right?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. All right, Eric, your Sweeto of the week.
My Sweeto comes from popsci.com, and basically it says, stem cell dental implants grow new teeth right in your mouth.
What?
Yeah. This is actually somewhat old, but this is the first time I've heard of it.
Uh-huh.
But, says Dr. Jeremy Mao has discovered a technique or unveiled a technique that directs the body's stem cells into a scaffolding that will aid in the regeneration of a new tooth. Says loss of a tooth is minor deformity and major pain. Although dental implants are available, the healing process can take months on end, and implants that fail to align with the ever-growing jawbone tend to fall out. If only adult teeth could be regenerated, right? Says according to the study published in the latest Journal of Dental Research, a new tissue generation technique may allow people to simply regrow a new set of pearly whites.
Wow, that's interesting, because if they can regrow teeth, then they should be able to regrow pretty much anything from stem cells, right? I mean, that's a progression. I mean,
that's cool. I mean, I love science. That's awesome. I think it's absolutely disgusting.
You're not big on teeth, that's for sure.
Yeah, it's gross. Mm.
Yeah. Whippix is not a fan of teeth.
At all.
Do you fear the dentist?
No, I don't. I go regularly. I don't fear him at all. Mm. I fear... I can't stand people picking their teeth with toothpicks and flossing and with their fingers. And it just... Mouth gross me out.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. It's interesting. This goes along. It's kind of a theme of your Sweetos, Eric. You've had quite a few... like cell regenerating Sweetos, and this goes along with the same type of thing. But how weird is that? Like, they'd be able to implant, basically do like stem cell implants in your gums, I'm taking it, and then wow, you can grow teeth back into your mouth.
You're right. Why couldn't they do that with like a leg that's amputated in war?
Right,
from war.
Well, they're getting closer and closer, Wiffix. I mean, this is actually the importance of stem cell research. I don't understand the vitriol.
And shut up, Catholic! Shut up, Catholic! Shut up, Catholics!
Yeah, I mean, I don't understand the. I mean,
the in Church of England too, I guess.
Yeah, I don't understand the point of railing against stem cell research when all it's doing is helping everybody. You know, I mean, this is one of a plethora of. Stories that we've come across that
Their problem isn't stem cell research. Their problem is embryonic stem cell research. And the only reason that that's so popular is because getting stem cells from embryos are – they allow you to do a lot more than just any other stem cell.
Yeah. Yeah. Freak5 says he saw this
They're kind of like a template for everything.
Yeah. I saw this article – a few months back, they used stem cells triggered by a low-powered laser to regrow teeth. And mentioned they did this on rats. And I just imagine a dentist trying to do dental care on a rat. Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yuck.
Yeah. So it's interesting. It's cool stuff. So, all right. Whiffix, did you have a Sweeto this week?
You didn't ask me about my Stinko, why are you asking me about my Sweeto?
Did you have a Stinko this week? I did. I forgot that. What did you have a Stinko this week?
Yeah, I had a Stinko.
What's a Stinko?
Ariana Grande.
Oh, good one. Tell us about that, Whippix.
Little pop star Ariana Grande. Yeah. She decided to go to a donut shop with her boyfriend and some friends and lick donuts on the top shelf, which is absolutely disgusting. Shame on her.
Ruining food.
Yeah. Shame on her. Then she turns around and says, I hate Americans and I hate America.
Yeah, this is interesting because, to my knowledge, I'm pretty sure Ariana Grande is an American. But she says she hates...
She means she hates fat Americans.
I think that she tried to clarify it later with it, but it doesn't make it much better, does it?
It doesn't make it much better. And then she tried to justify it by saying, no, I meant I hate the unhealthy food America eats. Well, you just got done licking the entire shelf of donuts.
Yeah, I know. You're in a donut shop, bitch.
You
know?
Yeah, you're in there for a reason, and you're licking them, so you're just as bad if that's what you're complaining about.
Yeah.
So she's no longer doing the MLB, All-Star?
Yeah, the All-Star concert.
Demi Lovato has now replaced her, and again, she says, Ariana Grande says, I'm not doing the show because I had an emergency wisdom teeth surgery.
That is so much PR spin. It's unbelievable. We talked about this. MLB actually released a statement, Major League Baseball, for those who don't know what MLB is. You know, because we got, like, Gripper. He might not know what MLB is. They released a statement saying that... Yeah, they replaced her because she's an ass, pretty much. They didn't
exactly.
You know,
she's
like,
she's a liar.
Yeah, she is.
That's what I missed, say again.
Oh, wait a minute. I missed a news article. Do you want to put it in here?
Nah, we'll keep that for next week, man. We're on.
I'll be old by then. Well, maybe.
No. Yeah, no. Ariana Grande is Grande.
I just watched that video on TYT about that this morning.
Yeah. Yeah, she's. I think her career is going to take a huge nosedive now, and for good reason. Like, you can't just off the cuff say
fat
that
shaming,
shit.
Fat shaming, discourteousness, and disingenuousness.
Yeah. Yep. It's not even, like, you can feel however you feel about the country and speak your mind because it's a free country and we have amendments for that. But, you know, the minute that you, you know, are disingenuous and dishonest, then you... You know,
that, and you have to understand your role. She's a role model for people.
Right.
She's, 22, 23. Kids look up to her in her position. You know, and all actors, actresses, singers, all people that are in those roles are role models. She has to watch what she says. Yes, freedom of speech, but you better be careful.
Yeah, yeah. Well, especially
if you have... Freedom of speech does not grant freedom of consequence.
Which is why
the MLB kicked her out.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
If you have a career like she had going, she is probably one of the hottest rising stars in the United States.
She's the headliner of the MLB.
Right. She's probably one of the hottest rising stars in Hollywood. And you got to be very careful. Like, Justin Bieber really fucked himself with a lot of shit he did. So
I don't pay attention to most singers, so I didn't know who she was.
Yeah.
Well, I think she's been on some shows, too, like some teen shows.
Well, yeah, she was like Salmon Cat, which was a huge Nickelodeon show. Like, she was an up-and-coming singer and actress, so she did herself no favors whatsoever. And her publicist, whoever her PR person is terrible. Like, just really bad. Anyways, let's move on, Wipix, to your Sweeto of the week.
I don't really have one because it's yours, so we could do that.
What?
I'll just talk when you talk. Okay. About yours.
Well, then I'll go into mine. I watched a documentary on Netflix, which kind of took me by surprise. It's called The Honest Liar. It's about the amazing Randy, James Randy, and his partner, and, you know, a little bit about his skepticism and his ongoing fight against psychics and, you know, other charlatans and fakes and frauds and stuff like that. I thought it was really interesting and shed a little bit of light on the personal life of James Randi, which you don't normally get, even if you go to the JREF, James Randi Educational Foundation's website, and other stuff. Like, you never really hear about James Randi, the person. You always hear about the entertainer, and, you know, his skepticism and his fight against, you know, just psychics and people like that in general. So I thought it was really interesting. It shed a lot of light on his personal life. Also, Wipix, this is probably what your Sweeto is. We saw the Minion movie. Now, Eric hates the Minions, I'll have you know. We had a short discussion before the show, and Eric does not like the Minions.
Eric, I hate you.
I thought the movie was okay, Wipix. Like, I'll do a review of it later. You thought it was cute, I think, is the word, which that's your nice way of saying you didn't really like it.
Okay, well, I think the Minions in general are cute.
Yeah, they are.
They're adorable, and they have a little bit of undertones of being dirty.
They do, yes.
Which, if we all know me, I absolutely love that. So I like the Minions.
Right.
The thing I did not like, mm-hmm. I don't like their talk, the way they speak.
Why?
Yeah, that's why I don't like them. I find them highly annoying.
It's good in small doses.
You know what? That's what I was going to say. We might as well do this quick review. I'm giving it a 5 out of 10. I thought it was a completely average movie. I mean, I didn't think it was anything special.
I didn't even see Despicable Me 2. I saw the first one. I thought it was all right.
No, I liked them both. They're both decent movies. But Minions, on its own, the Minions don't make for a good movie.
I think it's kind of funny that they want to search for a master despite the fact that they're supposedly immortal because they've been traveling for millions of years.
Well, yeah. They kind of explain that in this movie. But you're right, Wipix. In small doses, the Minions are really cool. In a long dose like what we got today, not so much. It wore out its welcome about maybe 30 minutes into the movie. I think the movie was about 45 minutes to an hour too long.
Yeah, too much of a good thing.
Yeah.
I think the serve bots of Mega Man Legends are much cuter and less annoying than the Minions.
Yeah.
And the Minions reminded me way too much of the Rabbids from the Ubisoft property, which became a Nickelodeon TV show.
Yeah.
But the Minions know Spanish.
They do. There was a little bit of Spanish thrown in there. We noticed that today.
They speak a little bit of everything, and it's all gobbledygook.
Yeah. But, you know, it's good kid fun. I don't know what to say about the movie other than it was completely average. That's how I felt about it. It wasn't extraordinary.
Do you want to talk about the supposed controversy with McDonald's toys?
You know what? Let's do talk about that, because there's a very interesting skeptical topic within what you're just going to talk about, Eric.
Basically, excuse me, for the I think they're the boys' toys. I'm not sure how they dealt it with it for this one, because McDonald's has this whole stupid thing with boys' and girls' toys, which is a different topic. But anyways, one of the Minions that you can get was the Caveman Minion, and it has a couple words that it says, because it's one of those things that just says things. Mm-hmm. And apparently the words "what the fuck" are something that it supposedly says. And apparently grandmother was going to get it for her granddaughter and found out that's what it said, or at least that's what she thinks it said. Mm-hmm. And then they had to think about it and complain to McDonald's about it. And McDonald's obviously had to say something because I'm just thinking this is audio pareidola. I mean, people hear a couple things that sound similar to certain other words they've heard and thought that they actually said something, but they actually did not.
Yeah, this is interesting. You mentioned it, audio pareidolia. Like, have you ever listened to a song? Whippix does this all the time. She'll make up lyrics to songs that she hears.
Such lies. Well, but no, it's true.
It is true. But we want to hear something, so that's all we can hear from that point forward, unless we see something.
There's a series on YouTube called Misheard Lyrics, and I really like the one from Blue Dragon Eternity.
Yeah, Misheard Lyrics. That's good. Gripper saying, did the kids enjoy the movie, Withix?
Oh, they absolutely loved it.
I didn't think C2 was too enthused with it.
She was grumpy.
Yeah, she was a little grumpy. She didn't seem too into it. But C1 really liked it.
I'm sure they'll like the next movie you take them to, Ant-Man.
Yeah. Freak5 says, Despicable Me is great. I guess I'm biased since my kids are adopted. So it's always nice to have movies portraying adoptive parents in a good light. Yes,
exactly. Awesome.
That is really cool. I like Despicable Me 1 and 2. I'm looking at these toys on eBay, Eric. These Minion.
Selling them on eBay now.
Yeah, like $12. You can get them for $12. $11, $12.
With free shipping. The
meal's not even that much.
Yeah, I know. But you can't get them anymore, I don't think. So.
Yeah, because I think they recalled them all.
Yeah. So I'd be interested to hear it and see if I hear the same thing. So, whatever. That is the important thing. See, that's the reason why to go to kids' movies. If you have kids,
this is why most kids' movies are garbage, though, because kids have a low standard of acceptance for anything.
Well, that's pretty much true about kids' standards in general. I mean, what they don't have standards until you teach them, Eric. You know, that's the whole thing.
Or they develop their own.
Yeah, or they develop their own, which is kind of unusual, but, you know. But, yeah, so we can buy it. Whippix, should we buy one? One of these Minions?
I don't know. Maybe we can find it on YouTube. It's ain't it.
Instead of paying the $12 for it. That's funny. I'll look for that. All right, Eric, you have a Lulz.
Yeah, this one, I discovered yesterday that in the Philippines, they're introducing a new item to the KFC menu called the Chiza, which is basically a chicken breast with stuff that resembles a pizza.
Stuff that resembles a pizza.
Gross.
Yeah, like
gross.
They basically threw cheese over it and then sauce and cheese and then whatever else that KFC uses in their menu.
Yeah.
The weird thing, though, is that the commercial I saw was playing like Latin American music, and it's like, if you're selling this in the Philippines, why are you doing this? It's just a weird choice of music.
No, not in the Philippines, man. There's a huge contingent of Latinos in the Philippines.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. Here's the Minion. Let's see if we can listen to this Minion, see what we think of it, Withix.
You found a video.
I did. It's a 26-second video. So here is the Caveman Minion, and supposedly it says, what the fuck? Let's see if we can hear it.
When I think of the Philippines, I think of Asian.
Minion number 5, Caveman, recalled for swearing.
What the fuck? I can kind of hear it, I guess. Sort of.
I can see.
Well, the last word is brief enough that it sounds like.
Yeah. Here's another video. Let's listen to one more. Maybe that wasn't the greatest video, so let's listen to one more.
Of course, if you know what you're looking for, it's easier to find it.
Exactly.
Yeah. I guess. I don't I don't hear it. Do you, Olympics?
Like, now, I think I remember the minions in the movie saying something along those lines, but it wasn't fuck. It was like, what the what or something.
Yeah. Freak 5 saying, I think it's more the breading they put on the chicken. They fry up the bread. Breading with no chicken.
Yeah, they do put breading on it, so it's not like a double down.
Okay. Fried chicken is disgusting.
No, it's not.
It's disgusting. To put it a breast at that, I can't stand chicken breasts.
Oh, man, chicken breasts are the best. Fried chicken breasts.
That's disgusting. And
hey, you don't like chicken breasts. You don't like raisins. You don't like...
Gross.
What else do you not like?
Do we have time?
There's one more. No. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I don't like anything fried.
Yeah, Freak 5 is alluding to the audio pareidolia. You hear it because you've already been told what it says.
I agree.
Yeah, I agree too. It's audio pareidolia. That's the scientific term for it. So, all right. So, no good on the cheesa then, Whippix.
I wouldn't touch it.
I would try it, but I don't think I would like order it. Somebody would have to buy it and let me try it. Like, I wouldn't.
They do weird things.
Yeah, like
they had the double down.
Oh, that double down was awful.
I tried that once.
Fried chicken. With
Never
fried
again.
Bacon.
Yeah.
Can you still buy the double down?
I don't know.
I think some places still sell the double down.
We have this restaurant by our house that is nothing but burgers, and one of the burgers is deep fried everything. So it's a deep fried patty.
Oh, gross.
With deep fried pickles, with deep fried bacon.
I feel sick just hearing that.
Deep fried bacon. So they batter their bacon that's already been fried, and then they fry it again.
Are you kidding?
Everything on there. So I think it's called the heart attack.
Where is that at?
At Bad Daddy's.
Oh, my God.
A place called Bad Daddy's. Oh, God.
That's terrible. That's, I want to barf just thinking of that. Like, that's my limit, I think. Deep fried bacon. I think that's my limit.
Do you have to sign a waiver and they sue them if you end up getting hospitalized?
I know that if you don't like it, they'll pay for it.
Yeah, see, look, Freak 5 says, LOL, I have now lost my boner over Whippix.
You just said you didn't have one at the beginning of the show, so not.
He probably had it. He probably got it in the middle of the show somehow.
Yeah. How could she not like fried chicken? I agree. How could you? That's
it's
like,
disgusting. Anything fried is
no,
disgusting.
No, you're disgusting. That, like, I love
no,
fried chicken.
You.
Get out of here. All right, let's move on to our free-for-all subject.
Wait, Five. You said you live near your best burger shop in the world. Is that what it says, or are you
Zombie
telling
burger.
Us this?
Because
I have a burger shop in Austinburg Road that says best burgers in the world.
Yeah.
I'm sure they aren't.
Everybody claims they have the best burgers in the world, man. All right. Free-for-all. Eric?
Zombie burger is what he said.
Yeah, zombie burger.
That's interesting.
All right, free for all, Eric.
Free for all would be I wanted to talk about social justice warriors, but I kind of wanted Brake and Moria to be here for that. So I kind of want to hold off.
We can talk about it next week too. But you wanted to talk social justice, basically, right?
Yeah.
And if people don't know, I'll just go off the wiki. It gives a fairly decent account of what social justice is, but it says social justice is justice in terms of the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. Classically, justice, corrective, or especially corrective justice or distributive justice ensured that individuals both fulfilled their societal roles and received what was due from society. Social justice assigns rights and duties in the institutions of society, which enables people to receive the basic benefits and burdens of cooperation. The relevant institutions can include education, healthcare, social security, labor rights, as well as a broader system of public services, progressive taxation, and regulation of markets to ensure fair distribution of wealth, equal opportunity, equality of outcome, and no gross social injustice. So then it goes on to talk about the history of it, but what specifically did you want to talk about, Eric?
Well, I just wanted to describe how there's been apparently two camps been created over the social networks, and I kind of wanted to get into Gamergate talking because it's kind of unavoidable. Mm-hmm. Because they apparently perverted the term social justice warrior. Basically, it says here, it says the term social justice warrior has been used to describe people who pursue social justice by attacking existing social norms and programs in order to achieve social goals not accepted by the general public. Basically, kind of the stuff Martin Luther King would do. But it says in internet culture, the term has been used as a prerogative for someone campaigning against things they perceive to be instances of racism, sexism, homophobia, or other social injustices. Frequently just initialized as SJW, is used to attack accuse opponents of sanctimony to insinuate pretense, and as a general shorthand for a person believed to be overreacting to social issues. What I'm getting into here with Gamergate is that basically, to me, they seem like a vast collection of very deluded and misguided people. Some of them are actually masquerading their bigotry and like the whole it's about ethics and journalism thing. I'm sure you've been paying attention to the internet for the last year and a half. You know what I'm talking about. But that was used as a smokescreen to hide the fact that they've been assholes online.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But a lot of them who see people like Aneeya Sarkeesian and say, well, despite the problems she may or may not have, the fact that remains that she has put out good points, but they'll attack her character anyways because they want to protect their own particular status quo because they think that she's a threat to their enjoyment of video games.
You know, Anna Sarkeesian is a she's a very polarizing figure. And I've talked about Anna Sarkeesian on occasion on Grinders. I don't disagree with her message at all. And I agree with you, Eric. A lot of times people, when talking about Anna Sarkeesian, will resort to ad hominem attacks and you know, just basically try to tear down the person instead of the philosophy or the ideas that she's trying to, because I don't necessarily agree with everything Anna Sarkeesian says. You know, I just don't.
You keep calling her Anna. It's Anita.
Anita. My bad. Anita Sarkeesian. Every time I see her name, I don't know why I want to call her Anna. It's Anita. But she's a very intelligent woman. She knows what she's talking about. She dots most of her I's and most of her T's. It's the ones that I usually come across, like, you know, certain things that she says that I take exception to. I don't think that everybody, the minority doesn't speak for the majority of gamers. I don't think the majority of gamers feel the way that she portrays.
I know, which is why a lot of these people I see online seem to be completely deluded in that regard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like they think that the efforts that they've been trying to achieve with ethics and journalism is more significant than it probably actually has been.
Yeah, I agree. The idea of social justice.
I see a lot of casual sexist and ableist remarks from many of them.
Well, you can see that,
and they claim to be, you know, for equality and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you're just as flawed as the people you're attacking.
They're flawed, but I also think that certain things Anita Sarkeesian looks at, like the female characters in video games. I mean, she doesn't say anything about the guys that are, you know, bare chested and made to look out like Greek gods or anything like that. If it was two sided,
well, because she's a feminist and feminism is predominantly concerned with how women are viewed in society, not men.
I mean, why not do both? I mean, why be one?
She has done both. It's just that right now she's talking about women.
Yeah. Well, everything I've seen about Sarkeesian screams overzealot. You know, she takes things to the extreme sometimes, and that's what I have.
Yeah, I mean, there is a point where you have to go, come on, I think you're overreaching just a bit.
Yeah. But the idea of social,
you know, a lot of these people just dismiss these people out of hand just because they're progressive.
Yeah, I don't, I would never do that for sure. But the overall, and we'll talk more about it next week as well, Eric, but
or they'll overlook the good things that they have done, or they'll bring up past mistakes as a way of saying, oh, look, she's really terrible.
Yeah, or they'll poison the well.
Or they're really terrible, you know.
Yeah. Freak 5 is looking at things very positively. He says, I suppose that if Wifix isn't eating the fried chicken, that would mean more for me. That's the way you got to look at it.
You know, if I do eat fried chicken, I'll peel off all the skin.
That's sacrilegious. That's,
of course, I do that with grilled chicken, too.
Yeah, that's just sacrilegious.
Do you get the grilled chicken at KFC, or do you not go to KFC?
We really don't go to KFC because I can't stand it. But if we do, I'll get grilled chicken and I'll peel that.
Has anybody ever been to churches?
I like churches.
I don't have a churches around here, so I like churches.
I like Popeyes. I like chicken.
There's no Popeyes around here. We're not a big city.
No. But anyways, the overall idea of social justice is basically kind of a sharing of the wealth type thing, which this country will never.
No, never not as long as the rich have power.
Yeah. So, but it, you know, to say that it's a libertarian point of view is actually not right, because libertarians don't believe in like Social Security. They're more capitalism and stuff like that. But I'm not.
They want all the benefits of capitalism without any of the responsibilities.
Yeah. So, well, that's about it, Eric. I think we're going to cut this show short this week and move on. Unless you have anything else, Wifix, did you have anything you wanted to talk about?
No, I'm just trying to recall. Wait, what did you say to me when I said I didn't like grilled chicken?
I don't remember Wifix at all. You have to refresh your memory.
Do you remember, Eric, what he said to me?
You mean fried chicken?
Yeah.
I think he said that you're gross or something. I don't know.
Something like that, right? So yeah. I have something for you.
Oh, shit. Here we go, guys. Here we go. Get out of here! Wifix, you're exiled! God damn it! Wifix! Get out of here! Wifix? Oh my god, this is the worst thing that has ever happened.
You can kick Wifix off the show like you do the Mori all the time.
Get out of here, Wifix. You're exiled.
That's what you get.
That was horrible. We were, you know what, at the beginning of the show I was going to announce we were going to be harmonica-less. And I was even going to say that now, but I can't even say that because you ruined it. What's wrong with you, Wifix?
That's what happens. You get in the doghouse.
Did Mug DM you?
No.
You're disgusting.
That's what it was, wasn't it?
Get out! Wifix, you're exiled!
What am I?
Exiled is what you are. Exiled!
Disgusting?
Damn it.
Did you say?
Get out of here, Wifix. Wifix, get out of here. God damn it.
The harmonica is pretty disgusting.
Yeah, see? There you go. God damn it.
I agree.
Get out of here. Well, that's going to do it for this week's show for sure. Now, you ruined it, Wifix. We could have went a whole another hour talking about
thanks
shit.
Thanks for having me on.
Wifix, thank you for joining the second half of the show. What plugs do you have for us this week?
Just to podcasting, because I am getting back into it. And we have recorded a show. We just need to get it out.
Yeah,
we have,
got it.
4 episodes that need to be edited.
Yeah, it's that show's going to be tough. She's referring to Just Roll With It, which you can guess what that's about. But maybe some more wherewithal stuff. Maybe
soon.
All right, Eric, your plugs.
My plugs would be. Various sites I've written for PillyGin.com. Then there's VogNetwork.com. My review of Lord of Magna, Made in Heaven's up there. And then there's BostonBastardBrigade.com, which you can find a review of a Mighty Switch Force for the Steam release.
Right.
And then maybe by sometime next week, my review of Shantae Risky's Revenge Director's Cut for the PS4 will be there.
Okay. Cool.
And then there's honestgamers.com and then gametactics.com.
Damn, you're getting around, Eric. You're whoring yourself out. You're a whore.
Yeah, but none of these places pay. I need to, like, make a Patreon so I can make money somehow. But I don't know if I'd get enough people for that. Hmm. But I still have to try. And I need to apply to various sites that might or may not be hiring.
Yeah.
And let's see. I need to plug my YouTube channel, Funny T Man. Hopefully, I'll have a snack review or two this weekend.
Alright.
Then there's my Twitter account, at EricRPG.
Alright. Is that it?
Yeah.
Alright, I want to plug all the chatters. Adrian was in chat. Dungeon Buster, as always, Gripper. Freak 5 was in chat, and I think his wife told him to get the hell out of computer room to go eat, so he's eating at Applebee's. Thank you guys for always supporting the show. Really appreciate that. Follow at break_man on Twitter and at Moriamug, MORYAMUG on Twitter. They'll be back next week, hopefully. Hopefully Mug will get his computer problems under control, and hopefully Break will not be drunk next week.
doubt that.
I doubt it, too. We love Break, drunk or not drunk, of mostly course. Drunk. All right, I think that's about it. Visit wickedradionetwork.com. Thanks for supporting the show. Stay safe this weekend, everybody. We want to see you all here next week. With that, we are out. See you next week, guys. Too late, Wivix! Too late! Too late, ha 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 ha.